kind of focused in Mike McCarthy TV and brought you over and said, hey, this is what needs to happen. These are the points that we're really looking for while we're making it.
Yeah, we didn't really get into that and some of the things that, you know, I think I'll keep between Coach and I, certainly. But, you know, obviously the goal here is to win. There's high expectations, and, you know, it's my job to get the best out of the players to perform at their level. It's going to help the football team win. And, you know, I think that's with every coach, and, you know, that's a credit to Green Bay and the coaching staff that he's put together and had here throughout the years.
Why is this job appealing to you?
Well, I mean, it's the Packers. I think there's – I mean, this is – I mean, it's obviously a great franchise. It's extremely well-respected throughout the league, you know, so – an opportunity to come and be a part of this organization and was exciting, for sure.
Brian, you've got a kind of a track record of getting the most out of guys, getting production. What's the key to getting that done?
Well, I think certainly it's you know, I would give the credit to the players first. You know, you got to have good players and guys that will buy in and guys that will work hard, and I've been fortunate to be around a bunch of great guys. But I think it's just the whole, you know, buy-in from the team and the work ethic and the, you know, the tone that's set, and just continuing to work on details and fundamentals and for players to continue to buy into that. And if you can do that and where players can trust you, I think you got a chance.
Now in today's game, it was tight end production perhaps as important as it has ever been in league history with the way those players have been changing the game, like Gronk or Jimmy Graham or players like that?
Yeah, I think that comes down to, you know, matchup issues. Certainly, I think when you have a tight end that can get down the middle of the field, it puts pressure on how defense is going to cover you, whether they're going to favor the safety inside or play outside. So certainly those help. And you're able to exploit matchups when they present itself. But defenses, I mean, those things are based on game plan and how teams are going to play every week. But certainly it can put stress on a defense for sure.
But is now an exciting time to coach tight ends with just the impact they're making?
Yeah, I mean, I think they always did that with tight ends. I think it's obviously the Gronks of the world now. But, I mean, I think when you go back, you know, to the Ozzie Newsomes and the, you know, Jay Novacek's back in the day, I mean, those guys – you know, we're getting down the field and catching a bunch of balls, but certainly it's, you see them more split out now and moving. So I think that's become kind of the craze now of the NFL.
Did you overlap with Luke when he was a GA?
I did. Yep.
What was he like then and now?
Oh, Luke was great. You know, hard worker, smart guy, loves football, detailed. So for sure.
With Gary, he had like 40-some catches his first 6 years, and then he goes to 70, whatever, last year. What was the story there, and what was your role in that?
You know, first of all, I would say it starts with Gary. I mean, I give Gary all the credit. He was, you know, his whole career, he's been a hard worker, detailed guy, preparation, film study, true pro. And I think this year he was given the opportunity to be the guy, and he took advantage of it. But, you know, to his credit, he went out and had a great year, so... You know, I think it was just opportunity, but his preparation, he's been preparing like that since the day he got in the league.
Ryan, going back to Richard Rodgers, he's still a young, developing player, not a finished product. When you look at him in tape and say, are there things you see to get excited about?
Sure. Rich has some skill sets that you like, and I'm continuing to evaluate and go through that as we do the cut-ups, but obviously he was a productive player last year. He caught, you know, 55 or 58 footballs last year. He shows good hands, and, you know, he's a guy, like you said, I mean, he's only played 2 seasons in this league, so, you know, he's thrown right into the fire, and to his credit, he's done a good job with it.